Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Thursday, December 21st, 2023. Strap yourselves in. Tucker Carlson's coming up.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
It really is incredible that this year has sped past us so quickly and that Christmas is just a few days away. It's Thursday, December 21st, 2023. We have a lot of news and information and important topics that affect the future destiny of humanity coming up today. But the first thing I want to do, because a lot of people have asked me why I haven't done this, is air in its entirety the Tucker Carlson interview that dropped a few weeks ago and that precipitated Elon Musk bringing me back on X, and then that was the final straw for the totalitarian EU, and they're now moving to basically shut down X. It's just bizarre and surreal to so many times be right at the center of all these big controversies, but the supporters and listeners of this broadcast are right at the center of the controversies because we're the ones exposing the real power or the real dimensions of the power structure and the real paradigm, the power paradigm, I would call it. And so Tucker Carlson interview coming up, and then so much more today. Charlie Kirk, this is going to be a powerful Thursday transmission. Please stay with us.
You can feel it. Something is off. Things are getting stranger by the day. Just a coincidence, or is something more sinister happening right under our noses?
We want to warn you now, this next story is disturbing.
Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally, than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It's easier to kill than to control.
I would like to reduce the number of people on the planet because there's too many of us. It's a planet of finite resources and we're using them up.
First, we've got population. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The true ruling elite are a death cult. Pure evil. The elite are extremely wealthy. They have more money than you can think of. So why would they want even more money, even more control? It's because they use their wealth and power to execute their agenda, to live out their evil. If you think this is just conspiracy theory, think again. Look around you. Everything benefits them and not humanity. The globalists have a religion. To the public, it's sold as climate change or the global crisis. What is the basis of the climate change agenda? It's population control. It's depopulation. The elite look at us as parasites that need to be controlled and killed. There is an unelected network that controls what the public sees. Plausible deniability is their cover. They are playing dumb on every level to gaslight us. The same agendas throughout history are presented differently with the same goals. The elite are becoming restless and are now out in the open with who they really are. Corruption in the government is just the tip of the iceberg. The upper echelon at the top have an anti-human agenda. Threats of world war, but behind the scene, it's more about control and backdoor dealings between world governments. The open border, drug trafficking, human trafficking is covered up and controlled by our own government. It's deeper than that. There is a reason why most of these corruption networks never get shut down. These anti-humanists control mostly everything. You'd be shocked to know what the people in most power positions really think of the general public. The elite's corruption network operates like prison gangs or like a mafia. but on a larger scale. Blackmail, controllers, handlers, money laundering. If you want to stay rich and powerful.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, December 21st, 2023. I'm your embattled host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. And before we get to Tucker Carlson and all the big key issues that affect our society and our world today, and how we're able to predict what the globalists are going to do next, which is the real power we have to stop them now that the world has awakened to a great extent to the threat of these individuals, I don't want to just say this ahead of Christmas, and I want to be saying this a lot over the next few days. I intend to really do a deep dive on it. I'm very thankful for the crew, my family, our supporters, the listeners, the viewers, and all the people that love God and love justice and love our children and want to have a good, decent future of prosperity and security and enlightenment and discovery and creativity and, oh, what's the key word? Curiosity. And that's what this is really all about. That's what this consciousness is all about. That's what it's all about, to be alive and to know you've been created by the creator of the universe. So a lot of folks have said, why haven't you aired the Tucker Carlson interview, the big bombshell interview from a few weeks ago? And there's just been a lot of breaking news and a lot of big developments. We'll be covering some of that here today, obviously. But I did want to just go ahead, because it really was a thought-provoking interview, and we, again, got into so many key issues, to air it in its entirety over the next 2 hours. Then we're going to come back and talk to Charlie Kirk and cover some of the latest developments in our world as well. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson interview. Many people on talk radio didn't hear it, or people haven't seen it. If you weren't on X, about 25 million people did watch it on X. The clips of it got more than 100 million views. It was a very, very successful interview. I thank Tucker for having the courage to do the interview, which then really broke the ice with Elon Musk and helped bring us back to X, which now has triggered the European Union to literally try to shut down X. So this is an incredible time to be alive. Here is the Tucker Carlson interview with yours truly.
We're here with the world's most dangerous man, the most censored man in the English language. But honestly, when you get him in front of an outhouse in the woods, he doesn't seem so dangerous.
It's a fancy outhouse.
We have a ruling class in the United States defined by its hatreds, not its loves, not its hopes, but by its hatreds. They hate all kinds of people, large groups of people, the deplorables, the bitter clingers, America's entire blue-collar population, the unfashionable people. They're hated by the people who run our country. But no one is hated more by them than a man called Alex Jones. Alex Jones is the single most censored man in all American history. He was the first media figure in our history to be completely erased in one day, deplatformed. Alex Jones was deplatformed before it was a common term. And not just deplatformed, sued, attacked. They attempted to criminally charge him. What did Alex Jones do wrong? Alex Jones didn't rape anybody. He didn't loot Macy's. He didn't burn a police station. He didn't invent a fake cryptocurrency and loot pension funds. He didn't start a pointless war that made this country poorer and more disorganized. He didn't open the southern border. No, Alex Jones had opinions that deeply rattled the people who run America. In fact, rattled a lot of us. And I'll just confess that I first heard of Alex Jones when he questioned the official story behind 9/11. And I, speaking for myself, was deeply offended by this. I didn't take any time to find out what he was saying, but I was bothered by the idea that this defining event in American history, which changed the life of everyone who lived here then, might not actually have unfolded as we were told it did. And that possibility was too destabilizing. And I remember feeling resentment toward Alex Jones for saying that. But several years later, I wound up in Austin, Texas, and through a chain of circumstances, wound up meeting Alex Jones. And I learned what everyone who has met him now knows, which is Alex Jones is not a crazy person. Alex Jones has said pretty far out things on TV from time to time. Not that far out. He hasn't said men can become women or Ukraine is a democracy, but within the bounds of, say, cable news, pretty far out. But fundamentally, Alex Jones is right about a lot of things. And in fact, that's why they don't like him. Alex Jones has an uncanny, really an amazing ability to predict events before they happen. He has called it and he's done it on tape again and again to the point where it's a meme on the internet. Alex Jones, prophet. Not conspiracy nut, prophet. But when you dig into Alex Jones's predictions, they are so spot on that it's remarkable. How does he do this? We're guessing there's a kind of spiritual sensitivity to Alex Jones. Maybe that's his secret. He was displaying this years before the average person in this country even thought about matters like that. Now it's pretty obvious to most people that the current war going on in this country is taking place in ways you can't see it most of the time. But 10 years ago, people were not thinking that way. Alex Jones was. And so we thought it'd be interesting to sit down and talk to Alex Jones, the man. He joins us now in our studio. Alex Jones, thank you.
Wow, Tucker, it's great to be here. Amazing studios, amazing, I mean it, amazing people. And this is really going to be, I think, a historic interview. So thanks for having me.
Well, I'm really grateful to be able to do it. And it's just, it's one of the great blessings of my life and of my job is that I've been able to meet people that I've had preconceptions about and sometimes find those preconceptions bolstered and in other cases demolished. And you're definitely in the second category. So I want, for people who've made it this far, you know, the people around the country have really succeeded in making you disreputable. And the whole point, of course, is people won't listen to you. So we thought it'd be interesting to start with a series of on-tape predictions that you made, some of which are so precise and so prescient that it makes the hair on my arms stand up. And I'm being sincere, and our viewers are about to see what I'm talking about. Here is a list of things that you called ahead of time.
By the middle of September, that the new policy is being written, you will all have to wear masks again, and so will airport employees.
It's happening. Mask mandates are officially back.
We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners, Baltimore Sun, where if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s.
This group and its leader, a person named Osama bin Laden.
He's the boogeyman they need.
We're looking at a giant war in February right now. I predict the Russians are going to roll in. They're already there. They're going to roll in.
With attacks across Ukraine, which is the size of Texas.
It really was the Iraqis. That's just because they're getting ready to invade Iraq. What a beautiful setup.
Those 9/11 clips are crazy. I'm actually bothered by the precision of them. I'm not accusing you of being behind 9/11. But how could you, in July of 2001, call that? You said they're going to have airliners fly into the World Trade Center and they're going to blame a guy called Osama bin Laden. Now, leaving aside what actually happened, how could you have known that?
Well, in the longer clip, because it's a multi-hour show from July 25th, 2001, I specifically walked through all the reasons and I knew that they were hyping up that we were about to be hit by Osama bin Laden. I knew that the World Trade Center had been attacked the first time and that the feds had been involved helping cook the bomb and allowing it to go forward. And I just saw a lot of the pre-programming that was happening in the media because they were on the news saying, you know, well, life's about to change in America. And I was reading what the RAND Corporation was saying and what the Pentagon was putting out. And I read the PNAC document from a year before, Rebuilding America's Defenses, that Dick Cheney had helped write. And it said, we need a Pearl Harbor event on the American homeland to be able to bring in this police state and this control and then expand the American empire worldwide. So hundreds of pieces of data
hundreds of pieces of data went into that prediction.
But terrorists are going to hit the World Trade Center in July of 2001. I lived in the United States then. That was the last thing on my mind. And I lived in Washington. I know the guys who wrote the PNAC document because I shared an office with them. So I was more informed than the average person. And that was the last thing that crossed my mind in the summer of 2001. Like everyone else, I thought it was a Cessna. But how convinced were you that this was going to happen?
I was completely convinced. In fact, in the full clip of it's online, you can find it on Twitter and other places, it has been removed. I explained to people that they need to call the White House and tell the White House, we know if you allow these attacks that you're basically allowing it to happen. And it was similar to all the data we had when
You said that on your show?
On my show. And I gave the number out so people could actually call the White House.
Don't touch that dial, and please share the link to the live show at Infowars.com/show and man.video. That's how we defeat AI, defeat the censors, and awaken humanity. You are the Paul Revere's, so stay with us and share the links. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back here on the broadcast. Globalists, criminals, Satanists, pedophiles, tyrants, hate above all others. The Alex Jones Show. We have a lot of new viewers tuning in. A lot of people seeking the truth. We don't claim to have all the answers, but we do our best to tell you the truth and to be accurate. That's why we've got one of the best accuracy rates on the planet. While the mainstream media lies to you about what's happening today, we tell you the truth about what's coming next. Let's plunge right back into this Tucker Carlson Alex Jones interview that has the deep state pulling out its hair. Going back to October of last year, when the Russians went into Ukraine, I specifically said, I think they'll go in by the end of February. And there was a lot of data that went into that. And then they specifically did go in on February 24th. And so I was able to make that prediction as well. But there was a lot of data and information that went into it.
Sure. I'm just, for the record, I miscalled that completely. I didn't think they were going to do it. You were right. I was wrong, not for the first time. But the 9/11 thing, I remember that really well. Nobody was thinking like that. So you called it in public, on tape. Did the 9/11 commission... So if I'm the FBI and I'm investigating 9/11, you're like the first guy I would call, because you're the only person who said that out loud. Did they call you?
No, they didn't. But my most accurate prediction, going back over a decade, was when I read the Rockefeller Foundation Operation Lockstep, and they described using a virus to bring in world government, to bring in a world medical ID that they would then build a social credit score off of, and that they would make people wear masks for fear, and that they would shut down sporting events and things like that, and basically phase in this new tyranny. So I was also able to specifically make that prediction over and over and over again, because I was going off their own battle plans.
Are you the only person in media who actually reads these reports?
I don't think a lot of people do read them, but I do read them. I mean, I'm currently reading MIT reports from their top counsels, Pentagon reports. They have a working group called the Mad Scientist Group at the Pentagon that works with MIT. And if you go watch their hour-long, two-hour-long, three-hour-long meetings they have on YouTube with all the top, I mean, we're talking hundreds of top scientists, they admit that they're building a post-human world, that soon everyone's going to be mind-controlled, that they're going to put smart dust in our food that they can electromagnetically control. And they just lay it all out right there. And I've learned what these people said in the 50s they would do were done by the 70s. What they said their plan was in the 70s for the 90s, they got done. And then when they had their Agenda 21 in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, the big UN summit, they described everything they would do up until the year 2000, and they got almost all of that done. And now they've got Agenda 2030, and we're going to ban your gas stoves, we're going to ban beef, we're going to ban single-family dwellings, we're going to ban private ownership of cars. We're going to do all this, and now you see them rolling it all out. So I'm not really making predictions in these high-level World Economic Forum and other large think tank groups. They are laying out the future, and they're high priests of the World Economic Forum. That's a consortium of all these groups. You've all know Harari. You can read his quotes. The future is not human. The human era is over. The public is useless. I mean, this is a very anti-human system. So that's how I'm able to make predictions, because they've given us a roadmap. They tell us where they want to take us. And so when the public wakes up, we push back on some of it, but they always come back. And so I'm just following the trajectory of where they say they want to take us. And there were a lot of white papers, not just the PNAC document from 2000, a year before 9/11, where they describe we really need big terror attacks, we really need Pearl Harbor events to get Americans to give up their rights. I mean, take what just happened in Israel. Totally tragic. My heart goes out to all that have been killed or lost loved ones or been injured. But
there's no way that one of the best intelligence agencies in the world didn't know that was coming, the massive buildup, the 5,000 missiles, the paragliding attacks, all of that. And so there was clearly a stand down there. And now the West will take more of the people's rights. Israel will be able to crack down and take more of their people's rights, which is a big debate over there. Hamas is being funded by Hezbollah, which is Iran. We just had Biden a month ago give $6 billion to Iran. And now the mullahs are bragging that they were behind the attack, Hezbollah funding Hamas. So really, those aren't even predictions. It's clear that Hezbollah and Hamas have tens of thousands of men and women in sleeper cells that are, quote, other than Mexican, that the Border Patrol list every month, tens of thousands coming across the Texas and Arizona and California sectors. And it's an easy equation to predict that there's a wide probability that Hezbollah and Hamas at some point are going to attack sports stadiums. They're going to attack colleges. They're going to attack synagogues. They're going to shoot up mass gatherings if they're given the order by Iran, if we go to war with Iran. And then when this happens, our government won't get in trouble for dissolving the border and letting these people come in. Just like on 9/11, our government clearly had prior knowledge. There was clearly a major stand down that went on. And the government got more power, more control. And now they're not pointing the Homeland Security apparatus at the Russians like they did in the Cold War or the Islamists after 9/11. Now they admit that their main focus is Christian conservatives and the bitter clingers and the people that live in rural America, that white people, I mean, it says that in the report, are the main terror threat. And so this whole apparatus of the war on terror it has now been turned inwardly against the people, not just here, but also in Europe, where if someone criticizes transgenderism in the UK, they come to their house and arrest them. If a journalist does that, they come to their house and arrest them. If somebody says, I think these surveillance cameras should start getting cut down, they come to their house and they arrest them for their free speech. And so this is a global movement by the mega corporations, by the BlackRocks and the State Streets and the Vanguards that control 80%+ of world wealth to control our behavior. And Larry Fink of BlackRock has said that at the Davos Group repeatedly. We're going to use our control over all this finance and this global social credit score we're rolling out to control people's behavior. So that's really what this is. And then they use the threat of global warming. They use the threat of a virus. They use the threat of radical Islam to take our rights. But we really are the target.
Even if by the way, none of that seems implausible at this point. I mean, just you're a measure of how the world has changed. If you'd said this to me 15 years ago, I'd have been like, someone's a crackpot and it's not me. And now after COVID, nothing you said seems crazy at all. I mean, you may be right, you may be wrong, but it's not out of the realm of possibility, obviously. But even if I disagree with what you just said, I would think that's pretty interesting. It's an interesting perspective. Why do you think you've committed no crime? You'd be in jail if you had. Why do you think they hate you so much?
Because I do read their documents and I do read their books, and we were effectively getting a lot of people in the military and the intelligence agencies who were compartmentalized and who tuned into my show and saw my films and read my books and things, and they clicked with it and said, wow, I see all this going on around me. He's not lying about it. And then I would give them other pieces that I discovered or my other guests discovered. And so it was giving them an operational awareness outside of their compartmentalization. And so we had massive success in the military, in the police, and in the intelligence agencies, not just here, but around the world. And so our penetration into those areas to help people expand their awareness that we're inside the government, inside corporations, was triggering a lot of whistleblowers, was triggering a lot of people not going along with the program. And so really my sin was decompartmentalization of the population.
When you got deplatformed, and to this day, no one has ever been more aggressively censored, I don't think, than you. I've apologized to you this in person before. I was in Labrador on a fishing trip and missed the entire thing.
Please do not forget that my book has gone number one on a bunch of the different subcharts. The Great Awakening, Part 2 of The Great Reset, twice as long. The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, Launch the Next Great Renaissance. But if you want to get destroyed for shipping, double Patriot points, Turbo Force, the best nootropic, 10-hour clean energy booster. It's the highest quality ingredients. It's amazing. Turbo Force, back of stock, InfoWarsStore.com. up to 60% off on so many great products that are there. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 that boosts your immune system, take it under the tongue for absorption. It's back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun, Turbo Force, X2, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Vaso Beats for your blood and your heart, and what it does for a nitric boost. Nitric Boost. It's all there. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Answer to 1984 tyranny is humanity rising up peacefully in a cultural revolution to counter their communist operation. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Find the show, share the links at Infowars.com/show, and please tell everybody about the AM and FM stations you're listening to and support them. Back to the Tucker Carlson interview with yours truly.
I was literally out of cell range. I didn't know what happened, but I got back and I was and I read about it. I felt like it was a major moment in the history of the American media. I don't think anybody defended you when that happened. Anybody with any kind of audience.
For me, when Tim Cook admitted that he met on the weekend in August of 2017 with the other big tech heads, and they made the decision to curate like it's a museum and take me off. It was hundreds of platforms. I mean, it wasn't just all the big ones. It was everything from LinkedIn to our bank accounts being taken away to everything ensuing that week and over the next month. And I knew that I was a test case. And I wasn't taken off those platforms for any demonstrable reason. It was the questioning the school shooting thing that came later. They went and kind of dredged that up from my past, just questioning it a few times, blew that up after I'd been deplatformed and said I was deplatformed for that. But if you check the record, I wasn't. And so once they deplatformed me, it made the show in ways only get bigger, with people actually going to InfoWars.com and finding me on local radio stations and things. So then they panicked and said, okay, let's look at his record and create more of a reason that he's being taken off. So they took things out of context from 5-6 years before, blew them up as a current thing out of context, and deceptively reported on what I'd said to create a straw man argument to then facilitate the reason.
What's so crazy is if you asked just a cross-section of Americans who's responsible for the Sandy Hook massacre of kids at the school, no one remembers the name of the murderer.
Adam Lanza.
Okay, thank you. I didn't remember. Alex Jones. They effectively blamed you for a school shooting that you were not present at.
I have people come up to me in the parking lot. You can ask my security guy. He's been there when people walk up and go, why'd you kill those kids? And then you go, I didn't kill those kids. And they go, yeah, you did. And so that is what this has turned into. But, and this is bigger than me. I want people to understand something, that the mullahs in Iran and the Ayatollah are congratulating Hamas that just killed around 1,000 or more innocent Israelis, many of them women, children, disabled people, in a vicious, evil sneak attack. They are on there, Hezbollah and Hamas, mainly Hamas, but it's Hezbollah funding it out of Iran, are literally posting videos of them cutting people's heads off and killing children and massacring innocent people. They're allowed to have their Hezbollah accounts and their Hamas accounts. The Ayatollah is able to congratulate what these people have done. And I am still banned. And I'm not mad at Elon Musk. I understand I've been so demonized with the general public. He's barely able to, you know, keep Twitter going right now. I really appreciate what he's done. I admire him. I think he's done a lot of great work. And I see him moving in the right direction. So a lot of people attack Musk on Twitter. I trend all the time. Hey, if you're such an absolutist on free speech, bring back Alex Jones. I understand that if he did that, the ADL and others would really be able to probably shut down Twitter. So I understand that he needs to, you go through a process before he does that. So people get mad at Twitter for not.
Why the ADL? I'm not the world's expert on your career, but I know you. I've never heard you say a single anti-Semitic thing and an anti-Israel thing. Why would the ADL be against you? I don't think anyone's even called you an anti-Semite.
Well,
unless I'm missing something.
I mean, what goes on is the left forever called everybody a racist if you were just a conservative or pro-Second Amendment or pro-life or thought we ought to have a border. And that didn't work anymore to call people racist. And so the ADL gets all this big liberal donations. And so they go out and then police and take people's sponsors and target them just by the ADL calling up sponsors. Sponsors get scared and drop. And so that's what they've done to Elon Musk. They've been, they took over 50% of Twitter's North American and European advertising in just the last year and bragged about it by saying he gives harbor to white supremacists, which he doesn't. But at the same time, white supremacists are ridiculous. They're goofy. Most of them are usually working for foundations that are basically, actors. We're not supposed to say that, but there's many cases of that actually being the case and that they're just LARPing that they're white supremacists. But let those clowns speak. Whatever happened to the ACLU that used to support the KKK marching through a town or publishing their own newspaper? I don't support the KKK. I think they're a joke. But if you take their rights, you're taking everybody's. But they're not even taking the rights of those people to post because they create fear and they get the ADL more funding. But if they can target an Alex Jones or an Elon Musk or a Tucker Carlson, then they're going after the real populist leaders that are bringing America together. And so what the left wants is to divide us all according to race. And to come out and say fundamentally with critical race theory that inherently being white is bad and teaching 5-year-old white children they're inherently bad because they're white, that is wounding their brains and really creating racial division.
Why do people put up with that? I don't understand why. I mean, that's just, if you had told me 20 years ago, and I grew up in a world where judging people on the basis of their skin color was totally immoral, and I still believe that. But if you told me 20 years ago that we were going to live in a world where people get on TV and just be like, I hate white people, they're bad. No, it's totally fine. Like, why do people put up with that? Like, there should be zero tolerance for that. I don't get it.
The Democratic Party founded the KKK. And when the majority were whites, in the South in some areas, they played the race card for political power. Now that the majority in most areas are not white, they're playing the good old-fashioned race card of tell whites, you know, stand down, let people take over your society, your culture, give up your culture. It's embarrassing to be white. And then now it's flat out bad to be white. And the left's trying to convert all these minority groups that are now the majority in most areas into race-based systems because that is a very effective
system.
But
why do people put up with that? I mean, like if they were doing that to Malaysians or Filipinos or Hondurans, I would say you can't do that. You're not allowed to attack people on the basis of their race. I'm sorry, not in a country like this because the country will fall apart and it's immoral.
I totally agree.
But nobody says anything. Well, I don't get it.
The reason they've done it is most of the enforcers of this are white liberal women, 45 or older, not
fair.
It's just a fact. And they're cucked husbands. And so to them.
Can I say that the phrase cucked husbands is the best?
It really is true. So if you get around these white liberals, they live in the whitest areas. They're totally scared of anybody with brown skin, but they virtue signal constantly and then say, yes, the white people are bad. You know, the white people are evil. And you know, I mean, you see white people sit there and say, yeah, it's time to deal with these crackers. And they're a white person saying that. So
from Jackson Hole or Nantucket or Aspen or Bethesda, the whitest places in America. So shouldn't there be a law? Super simple. If you've got a BLM sign in your yard, you should be required to live in Gary, Indiana or Baltimore. Like there, you should not be anywhere near Jackson, Wyoming.
You should be made to live in East St. Louis.
I totally agree.
You should be made to live in Detroit.
Yes.
And of course, they've done the studies. They've looked at the statistics. It's not just here. It's in Europe and it's in the UK, like in London. The liberal areas are like 99% white.
Oh, I noticed.
Okay. And there's a lot of rich people in London that aren't white, but they're not even in that area. They are the most insular group. And then they point at white Christian culture and society that actually outlawed slavery in most of the world, was the vanguard of stopping it. And then they don't point at China, which is the most homogeneous racist group in the world.
It's an ethno state. It's Han Chinese, period.
Well, they teach, as you know on their news, that we are going to have Chinese superiority. We are the Chinese supremacist. Xi Jinping admires Hitler. He is literally following a race-based operation that is taking the world over, that owns the majority of Hollywood, that's paid off the Democratic Party. And if you look at all these anti-white shows that you see funded in Hollywood, almost all of it has majority literal communist Chinese government backing that is funding this. So it's real simple. China looks in and sees this diverse culture, and they say, we're going to use that to split the country up and balkanize it.
I'm not going to tell you don't touch that dial. No, I want you to share that link to strangers, to people you know, to your email list, your text message list. Take clips out of the show, post it, whatever you do, share the broadcast because the enemy recognizes this transmission as one of the most effective operations against their fraud. We're promoting Team Humanity. We'll be back with more of Tucker Carlson.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime.
You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, we're continuing with the full Tucker Carlson interview with yours truly, Alex Jones. Thank you for tuning in on this Thursday transmission. Charlie Kirk and more coming up a little bit later, but we're going to continue into the next hour with this interview. If you want to find the full interview, it's also posted at man.video and obviously over on Tucker Carlson's X account as well and on his new Tucker Carlson Network that, by the way, has been exploding. It's very, very successful and is really an example to us all going into the future of new independent media, replacing with dinosaur media. Before I go any further today, I want to thank you all for your support, your word of mouth, and your prayer. And I want to encourage you all to remember that we have game-changing products. Look at these three products right here. Winter Sun, highest quality D3 for your immune system, and more, so critical during the winter when you're not getting sun. X2, the missing link, the opposite of fluoride in your body. Research that. And the highest quality medical grade vitamin B12, this one's half empty because I use it, Ultra 12. All three of these are in stock, still discounted, up to 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. All three of these are discounted right now. We still have store-wide free shipping right through the new year and double Patriot points. You can take all the energy drinks and all the stuff all day. If you don't have these base things in your body, it won't work as well. But you take this on a regular basis, and then you take TurboForce, the best, most powerful 10-hour clean energy, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You take TurboForce with these babies, it is a game changer. I could not do what I do or have the energy I have if I didn't take these products. When I forget to take them, I feel it. So support the broadcast while getting amazing products. If you've been on the fence, never gotten them, go to InfoWarsStore.com and try TurboForce. Try X2. Try Winter Sun. Try Ultra 12. And try our great sleep aid, Knockout. We have another one, Down and Out. Two totally separate different formulas, both extremely strong. Down and Out is even stronger, so be careful with it. You get really good restful sleep, and that's also great for your immune system and overall health. So check out Down and Out and Knockout as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now back to Tucker Carlson.
And so Communist China, along with the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL and all these groups, see America's weakness. And they're literally coming in saying white people are inherently bad because of the color of their skin. They inherently have cheated people. They've hurt people. White people invented racism. None of that's true. It's really just tribalism. And then they organize all these other groups into race-based groups to then unify them under the Democratic Party to attack who is left that tends to be more conservative, and that is some white people in this country. Though they're panicking because more and more blacks are voting Republican, more and more Hispanics are voting Republican. They're starting to figure this out. So now they're in panic mode to bring in totally disenfranchised third world populations who are refugees from the multi-year lockdowns in Africa, Latin America, and Asia and the Middle East. They then bring them to UN camps, brainwash them, then bring them to our border, brainwash them more, then send them into the United States, and then literally hold them for years at facilities while they're indoctrinated to be this new political underclass that's then going to be turned loose on America. And that's why you see Democrats giving illegal aliens the right to vote in their cities, giving them driver's license. That's why you see them passing laws. They can be police officers. So they are importing a new enforcement class against the American people, and they're setting it up along racial lines, not us. They're making it racial, just like Hitler made what he did racial. So it's the left and the think tanks and the communist Chinese that look at the U.S. and have seen our weakness as race, and they are exacerbating it.
So I don't understand. So you're from Texas. You grew up in Texas. Your family's been there a long time. Texas is changing really fast. It's dirty, for one thing, I notice, because physically dirty, garbage on the side of the road. I never have seen that in Texas before. So your governor could have stopped that. He commands the Texas National Guard, and he didn't. And I feel like that makes him a traitor to the country, but what am I missing?
Well, I mean, Governor Abbott is, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, the best kind of Republican governor is a 10, and the worst is, say, a 1. And like the Illinois, it's a so-called Republican, that's really a Democrat. I would put Greg Abbott as about a 5. The state is overwhelmed. There isn't really a state mechanism. It's federal to kick people back and deport them. So they have put up barbed wire. They have tried to stop people. They have tried, but then they have to hand them over to the feds who release them.
But why not just say the feds are committing a crime? They're committing a crime. This is not allowed under laws passed by the Congress. In a democracy, the Congress passed laws. And so you've got criminals running the country. The Biden administration is criminal, which is true. And we're not playing along. And like, if you don't like it, come do something about it. Meanwhile, every able-bodied man with a black rifle assemble at the border, and we're just going to stop this and save the country. I don't understand. Like, that's not hard. What am I missing?
No, I think you're absolutely right. In fact, what the deep state fears would be a coalition of good governors, good attorney generals, giving them the findings and the rulings that they could indeed do that, and then declaring emergencies in the states and having a coalition of the states come in and do this, and then instruct local police and everybody else to not have sanctuary cities. But the problem is, if you're in Texas, every single city, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, Fort Worth, are Democrat Party run. And so Texas is almost purple because the California influx and all the other refugees from New York, many of them bring their leftist ideology with them, even though they're fleeing it, like locusts. They fly to the next field. And so that's really the issue, is that the legislature is somewhat cucked, to use that word again. And I think the governor has been cucked. He certainly went along with lockdowns and masks more than really any other Republican governor. And so I do think Greg Abbott needs to do a better job. But I also wanted to list some of the things that the state is up against. But I'll say this. Austin fired a bunch of police and another third quit. Crime everywhere, homeless everywhere, trash everywhere, ruin the city like everywhere else they are.
You live there?
Absolutely. That's where my family's from. I've been there since high school, but I'm gonna have to leave soon because it's gotten more and more like Los Angeles every day. It's very sad to see it. People fleeing LA, like my friend Joe Rogan, it seems great to him because he went from a really, really bad situation to a bad situation. But if you've been there, you can see the decline. You can see how fast it is. And, it's really, 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 really sad. And there are just illegal aliens everywhere and refugees from the rest of the country all over the place. And you see really the economic decline of most of the mom and pop businesses and things. So the same rot we've seen all over the country. Austin was supposedly this big mecca and it was going to be so great. And now sadly it's falling apart. I mean, Tucker, you know the answer to all this. You do the best job of anybody with a true Americana populist breakdown. The ruling elites of the world, the Black Rocks, the State Streets, they're on record saying they don't want our consumer society. They don't want our capitalist society. It's bad, it's ugly, it's gross. But they're the biggest consumers compared to anybody else in the world. Their quote, carbon footprints are thousands of times bigger than the average person. Leonardo DiCaprio or Klaus Schwab literally have carbon footprints thousands of times bigger than the average poor working American, that they're telling you can't have a car or air conditioning. Remember, before Obama left office, he traveled to Latin America, to Africa, the Middle East, and what did he tell them in speeches? The clips are famous. You can't have a car or air conditioning. The earth will overheat and burn up. While he's telling people that by the year 2017, like Al Gore said, we would have areas flooded on the coastal areas while he bought a big house in Martha's Vineyard at 1 foot above sea level. And, of course, it's still there, and it hasn't flooded. I mean, a chef died there. You drowned, sadly, but no flooding inside the house, just the damn chef. So they're waging war against civilization and society to make us poor, to put us under siege, and to cut off our energy, make the cost of living impossible, to break our old system, to bring in something even worse. And that's the Cloward and Piven strategy that the Democratic Party has adopted. They've done the same thing in Europe. This is a plan. The central banks have unlimited money, but they can't buy all the infrastructure up because people aren't selling. So they've got to crush us and make people so poor that everybody's forced to sell their business, their intellectual property, their physical property, but more importantly, to turn over our bodies to them. We're a UN treaty that O'Biden right now is, that's what I call Biden is O'Biden, is trying to ratify, would literally put our bodies under the control of the United Nations and our medical care policy under it. So
it's the pandemic.
Pandemic treaty.
Yeah.
So what this is really a breaking of our will, a demoralization. That's what the transgenderism is, and two men can have a baby, and puberty blockers, and castrating little boys, and cutting little girls' breasts off. They've got such hellish stuff coming in this designed global collapse to bring in their world government that they've got to just have all these horrors out there hoping we just throw up our hands and run off to the countryside, which everybody's doing, and in a way that's good. But at the same time, then they've got full control.
It's totally right.
And they're going to march out of the countryside next and dig us out.
So that's, I mean, you look at the White House press secretary, who can barely speak English, who's one of the stupidest people I've ever seen, and a transparent liar. You wouldn't hire her to run your copy machine. She's the White House press secretary. Why would you do that? And it's not because of her race or who she sleeps with. I think the whole point is she's so obviously repulsive.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.